This is Akashwani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on PM Gati Shakti National Master Plan, Transforming India's Infrastructure Landscape. The participants are A.K. Bhattacharya, Economic Analyst, and Gaurav Dhawanlal, Anchor.
Welcome to our program. The PM Gati Shakti Yojana is an approach for growth accelerating trustworthy infrastructure through synchronized, holistic, integrated and comprehensive planning-based schemes based on knowledge, technology and innovation. So when we talk of this scheme, and I think it's a much-touted scheme, also a flagship program of the government, how is this program different from other infrastructure development programs which have been coming over the years ever since India got independence? What is so special about it and how has it panned out so far?
India's infrastructure story has not been a story of unadulterated success. So we have had seen infrastructure projects being implemented with a lot of delays and a lot of quality issues.
Right.
Now, the current government has tried to grapple with the problems of both delayed implementation as well as quality concerns in infrastructure projects. So the first thing that came to the government's mind was what was the global ranking of India in implementation of such infrastructure project. Now, the World Bank has a ranking, and in 2014, India's rank was somewhat around 58. Now, in around 2018 or so, some improvements were made, better implementation strategies were adopted, and the rank came down around 44. Now, but 3 years ago, a major decision was taken which helped implement these infrastructure projects with greater effectiveness and greater cost optimization, and finally, greater results. Now, that was called the Gati Shakti project. And what it was it was technology platform in which as many as 44 central ministries were asked to take part in it. And they shared their data on various infrastructure projects they are implementing on that platform. Along with that, as many as 36 state governments of states as well as union territories, are now part of it in these last 3 years. So they also share their data on various infrastructure projects on through this platform. Now, this data is not just about the data about that so many kilometer roads are being constructed or so many airports are being made. This is a data about, let us say, this includes geospatial data. This includes the data that pertains to the elevation of the road, where the road is to be constructed. This refers to data that how many rivers will have to be crossed while you are laying out the road, so on and so forth. Now, this data was right now available in bits and parts in different places. So any implementer of these infrastructure projects had to look for these different data sets by accessing different platforms, different agencies, different institutions. That took time and that led to delays. Now, Gati Shakti offers a kind of a single window, a platform where an implementer of an infrastructure project can actually access all these data in one place. The reason why it was possible, because the central government decided to have collaboration with 36 states and union territories and with 44 of its own central ministries and asked them to place all their data in one platform which can be accessed by those who are implementing these projects, whether they're the Indian Railways or they're the National Highway Authority of India, or whether they are public sector projects, you know, and Airport Authority of India Limited who are implementing their projects. So it's a massive exercise. It has had many, many advantages. We can discuss them later.
You know, repeatedly mentioned the importance of collating data, all data coming onto one platform. And that has really actually allowed a bird's eye view to the implementers to see what are the gaps, what need to be bridged, the gaps that need to be bridged, etc. You know, one of the biggest challenges is, and that means when you convert outlays to outcomes, is the time taken to ensure that this happens. And one of the biggest criticisms of our infrastructure development over the years has been that, you know, by the time you make a 4-lane highway, we require a 6-lane highway. We've always been behind the curve. So one is it catering for the future also?
Yes, of course. It is catering to the future. It is keeping in mind that what is to be implemented today is implemented with efficiency, with cost optimization, which is why as I told you, that the World Bank ranking of implementation of project, India has gone up the ladder from 44 to 38. But more importantly, because all these data sets are available in one platform, so those who are planning for the future, those who are planning to, let us say, create another set of roads in a terrain which is slightly problematic, now they will have access to data in one place instead of running around in different places. Now, this improves overall logistics cost, which, as you would know, that in India is a bit of a concern.
Right.
Because according to various estimates, logistics cost higher at around 12-13%, and efforts are being made to bring them down to maybe to the world benchmark of 8-9% of GDP. Now, this Gati Shakti project has a potential of bringing down that logistics cost as a percent of GDP closer to the global benchmark.
So, in fact, you did give us the figures. There are so many ministries that are involved, center and states are involved, and I think there's always been the issue of bureaucracy, red tape, getting NOCs. So, this scheme has provisions to ensure that speedy delivery is critical?
Absolutely. What it does is that the once project implementing agency gets hooked onto this platform, they not only have access data, but they also tie themselves down to some implementation deadlines.
Okay.
So what happens is there's a two-way communication that happens. So if you are the authority that is in charge, responsible for getting that project to be implemented in time, you know that what kind of work that has happened, what kind of work that still remains to be done. So there is monitoring. So it is a project evaluation and monitoring tool as well. So it is no longer has to be dependent on officials coming forward and giving the government the report on a certain date, but it is available online for anybody to access and tap that on such and such date, for example, today, what is the state of play with regard to the implementation of project and how many more days are needed? So it does, not only it does it help implement projects on time, but it also helps share information, therefore a better monitoring system.
I think one of the pillars on which this scheme rests is creating trustworthy infrastructure quality, which is something that you mentioned in the beginning, that one of the challenges has been. So tell us a little bit about the focus on that, please.
Well, you know, the quality of infrastructure is an important element when you are building a nation for the future. Now, if you are building a road and then that road gets washed away during floods or rains in the next 1 or 2 years, then infrastructure is created, money is spent, and yet the long-term benefits of that infrastructure is not being realized by the nation because the road may have been washed away after 2 years. Yes. Now, the reason why it gets washed away is because probably not enough studies have been undertaken, not enough studies on the geological studies or what kind of road is this and the manner in which the road has been laid down. All those things have not been done. Now, Gati Shakti project actually facilitates that kind of monitoring, because before the NHAI actually gets into the implementation of the project, it knows from the state government, from the state authorities, that what kind of soil condition exists in that area where the road has to be laid. Now, earlier what is to happen, the condition of the soil was something that was known only to the local contractor, the local implementing authority. But now that the condition of the soil can be known by the person sitting in Delhi or in the state capital, which is implementing the project, and therefore necessary steps or condition will be imposed by which the soil conditions are understood and necessary steps are taken to make road project free from those problems.
In fact, Ekisa, what you're saying is that the integrated approach, the integration of different stakeholders, visibility, transparency, and I think all that is coming together, and that's why, because it is about Gati Shakti, it's about speed, and speed is critical. You know, as times are changing, the rate of change has to be very fast.
I wanted to add to this that there is a common misperception that it is only about roads and airports and, you know, railways, lines and freight corridors and all that. The fact of the matter is that the social infrastructure getting equal emphasis from this project. When I say social infrastructure, what I mean is building of school buildings, you know, the building of hospitals, building of water irrigation facilities, Now, these are all social infrastructure which earlier would not get the kind of information support, the geospatial, the information that is now available through the Gatishakti platform, which can help implement these projects, conceive this project in a proper environmentally sustainable manner. So that is also a big benefit, apart from reducing the cost of project, reducing the time delays, and plus incorporating in the overall infrastructure plan the idea that the school buildings as well as the hospitals and irrigation projects are also as important infrastructure for the country's future as the other hardcore infrastructure like road, airport, and railway track.
I think you really make a very important point here, because one of the thrusts of actually propelling India on the road of progress, other than the GDP stats or becoming a 5 trillion economy, the principle of equity. And unless the country as a whole, and we're really diverse financially also and socially also, we all need to move forward. And all this, the social infrastructure, is a pillar on which this rests.
Absolutely, you hit the nail on the head. And what is very important also is that new initiative under Gati Shakti, which is under consideration, is how to incorporate district under the Gati Shakti plan. Now, the principle of equity that you referred to is actually very, very evident here, that what happens is that Gati Shakti project conceived by the union government, incorporated having in collaboration with 36 state governments and 44 central ministries, is all fine. At the end of the day, many of these projects are also being implemented at the district levels. Now, the district authorities also have lots of data, geospatial data, which will be critical for smooth and effective and efficient implementation of projects which are implemented right at the district level, which will benefit the people who are living in the district. Now, when districts become part of this Gati Shakti platform, imagine the benefit, the efficiency gains, and the quality improvements that you will be able to see in projects that are implemented in district, not just in the national capitals or the state capitals. So I think Gati Shakti platform has a potential of bringing about quality improvement, not just at the top end of the economy, but also at the middle and the lower end of the economy.
Okay, sir. The role that the private sector can play, because, you know, we talk of a public-private partnership. It also has a huge social angle, this scheme. How interested is the private sector and are they participating?
Right now, there is a debate that is going on how the private sector can take full advantage of the Gati Shakti platform. But there are some concerns over why the private sector cannot be immediately be given access to this data. Because please remember that the Gati Shakti platform data is strategically very important.
Right.
It should not be falling into the hands of anybody except the, in a way, responsible positions holders in the government system. But at the same time, as we are opening up, we are seeing large number of private sector companies which are implementing infrastructure projects. And if they also have access to the Gati Shakti platform data, then the overall, the quality improvement, the cost improvement, and the efficiency improvement in private sector infrastructure projects will also be adding to the overall improvement in the ranking of India in the World Bank table.
Absolutely.
So therefore, there is a proposal that the private sector should also be allowed to access this data, but with checks and balances, so that these data are used for only the reasons for which they are meant and they are not misused at any cost. So I think it is a very good idea to involve private sector to use Gati Shakti data for implementing projects. But at the same time, there has to be necessary checks and balances to make sure that the data that is shared is used only for the purpose for which it was given.
And with the hope that good intent always brings good results, may a great partnership also work out. Thank you, Mr. A.K. Bhattacharya, for taking part in our program.
Thank you very much for having me.
You were listening to a discussion on PM Gati Shakti National Master Plan, Transforming India's Infrastructure Landscape. The participants are A.K. Bhattacharya, Economic Analyst, and Gaurav Dhamanlal, Anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashwani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.